Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It's 5:21 already on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti, heading to Annapolis with Robert Lang on the other end. A couple of items worth talking about today. Rob, let's start with gun control.
Yeah, as you heard on the news, there was a rally today, or a news conference. It wasn't a rally. It was a news conference with Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and several law enforcement officials, including Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts, Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson, all backing the governor's gun control bill. This bill is expected to come out of the House of Delegates very differently than what was passed in the Senate late last month. Governor O'Malley wanted much of what the Senate bill is in, but it looks like it's going to be scaled back. Among the things that are going to be scaled back, parts of the assault weapons ban, certain weapons that are banned by the Senate won't be banned by the House. The limits on the magazine clips, right now they're trying to limit 10-round clips. They're going to try to expand that to 30-round clips so that people can have the larger magazine clips. There's also some changes to the access of the guns by the mentally ill that are going to be considered by the House. This is because the House Judiciary and the House Health and Government Operations Committee earlier this month held 16 hours worth of hearings and heard testimony from hundreds of people. And one person who is opposed to the gun control measure told me today there are Democrats that are against this bill and want to see changes. So there's going to be a rather lengthy debate early next week in the House Judiciary and House Health and Government Operations Committee. They hope to vote out the bill and bring their version to the House floor sometime next week. And they will use the last week and the last day of session to try to work out a compromise.
Rob, is this bill moving a little slower than what some people expected it to?
Well, it is. It is moving much slower in the House of Delegates. Now, one of the reasons it can move a little slower is the delegates don't necessarily have to approve this bill right away. Monday is the big crossover deadline where at least any bill that has any chance of becoming law has to pass at least one chamber. This has already passed the state Senate. So the House of Delegates, the House Judiciary Committee, and the chairman, Joe Valerio, says they're taking their time on this bill because everything is on the table.
And moving on to cell phones, handheld cell phones while you're driving could soon become a primary offense.
Yeah, and by a primary offense, that means that a police officer, if he spots you using your handheld phone or handheld device while driving, he could stop you. Right now, it's a secondary offense where you have to be stopped for something else, say speeding, before you can be ticketed. The fines under this bill would go up to $500, and you could get a point on your license. Currently, there are no points on your license unless you're involved in an accident. There are two different versions of this bill. The House version passed it today. The Senate version is probably going to be up for a vote tomorrow. They differ this way. The House version would bar you from using your phone anytime your car is on the roadway. That is, even if you're stopped in traffic, stopped at a traffic light, stopped at a stop sign. The Senate version of the bill only applies to when the car is in motion. So under the Senate bill, and if that becomes law, and you're stopped at a stop sign, you're using your handheld phone, you could not be ticketed under the Senate law. You could be under the House. You're going to take a conference committee to try to work out the compromise, and who knows if they'll be able to work out the compromise. They have another 2 weeks of session to go.
Sure, and there was also some action today on a bill that affects a Bel Air company. What is that all about?
Yes, this is the bill. It was a payroll company that went bankrupt, and there's going to be some emergency legislation. By going bankrupt, it left thousands of businesses left with unpaid taxes. The company had claimed they had paid the various state taxes for their clients. Well, it turns out they didn't. The controller's office working out a repayment plan. It turns out that payroll services are not regulated like AccuPay, which was the company that went out of business in the Bel Air area. And so this particular legislation would create a task force, which over the summer would come up with possible regulations.
All right. WBAL's Robert Lang from Annapolis with the latest on the legislature.